Welcome to another episode of the Tech Exception Show. My name is Ruth Yakubu, and today we have a very special startup joining us called Instabase. The topic that we're going to be discussing is using vision AI to extract data from complex documents. Our guest today is Anand. Anand is the CEO of Instabase, and Carrie Chang, who is the tech lead at Instabase. Welcome to the show.
Glad to be here.
Hello, everyone.
Awesome. So, Anand, I took a look at your company. It looks like you guys are doing an amazing stuff. Can you tell us a little bit about Instabase and what problem you're trying to solve?
Yeah, of course. So Instabase is a platform that basically is designed for building enterprise applications, especially in the area of document understanding. So the way it works is many of the large enterprises, like, for example, big banks like Bank of America or Goldman Sachs, would use Instabase platform to solve their complex use cases like, you know, onboarding of customers or KYC, things like that. So primarily, like, what we are saying is Instabase is widely used for building applications, especially when document understanding is an important aspect of that application.
Okay. And when you talk about, since we're talking about complex documents, what types of documents do you guys process? Does Instabase process? Is it just PDFs or what type of documents?
Anything. So I think, you know, one of the most popular applications in the world is Microsoft Word, and then they get converted into images and PDF and all those variety of different things. So we process almost every single types of document, like Word or Excel or PowerPoint or PDF or images and so on. And typically in the context of, like, where it is useful, let's say you are an insurance company and you have to process claims. So as part of processing claims, somebody can submit you their identity, their claim form, their insurance form, their proof of evidence of something happened, and they can come in so many variety of different formats or different structure. And as of now, it's all like some human has to go and look at those documents to really understand, put in the system and make decision that takes like weeks. And one of the key goals with Instabase is, can you do that in like less than 10 seconds? That would be
awesome.
Super cool that you could just go to the website, put your stuff in, and within 10 seconds, you get an answer like, claims is approved. So that is the kind of world we want to create. And so variety of documents with differing complexity, but primarily one of the key focus is how you can enable the customer experience that would enable, like, all of these, you know, big enterprises be able to provide to their customers in a way that is very useful, very quick, very accurate, very reliable, and so on.
Okay. And is everything done in an automated fashion, the streamline from one end to another?
So it depends on the customer, how they want to use it. So for example, let's say you are doing loans. So it depends on the customer. So for example, some customer would typically want to create an experience where somebody would just upload a bunch of documents and in less than 5 seconds, you want to make a decision, like verify income, verify identity, and say loan is approved. But some other customers might basically run a big batch of like 1,000 documents that came for all of the day, process in the night, and in the morning, some human reviews it and get the result. So we have seen both of those sort of like types. This is something like which is very specific to the use case or specific to the how customers' workflows are set up. But Instabase is capable of both, which is doing things in real time and also doing, you know, things in batches. Like one of the examples is, I don't know if you know, during COVID, when government launched Paycheck Protection Program, all of the banks were flooded with like hundreds of thousands to millions of loans. And how do you process that very, very quickly? They wanted to respond back quickly. And one of the, you know, the top three banks in the US sort of like use Instabase to create that workflow that could take all of those PPP loans and process like hundreds of thousands of loans per hour, like that kind of speed.
I think that's some very amazing, because I feel like a lot of us can relate to a situation where we applied for something and we've been sitting there for days or weeks and you need it like right now. So it's good that InstaBase is creating a solution that speeds up some of these paperwork processes. So, Carrie, can you talk about the machine language behind InstaBase that you're using that solves some of these complex issues that Anand mentioned?
Of course. So we use machine learning in all parts of our document understanding pipeline. So we do OCR and classification in almost all our pipeline. We also do a lot of entity recognition using NLP and computer vision, such as finding person names, organization names, or finding signatures in the document. Depending on the use cases, we also use ML to do translation, question answering, and summarizing natural language text. So just to give you more concrete examples, right? A lot of our customers are in the finance institute, so we use our address, person name, and company name models to understand checks and pay stubs when these documents may be from any provider and have varying layouts and formats. We also use question answering models in natural language documents, such as ESTA agreements, to extract information from a paragraph or contract clause, even when the languages varies from document to document. For signature extraction, we did that on medical authorization forms to certify a release of medical information to use for insurance claims. So these are some concrete use cases.
Wow, so it sounds like you guys are using a heavy set of AI techniques and algorithms out there to solve what you're doing. Can you guys give us a use case? I think you mentioned that you're also using OCR. How are you doing that? Because OCR is very common when you read documents. So, what method or how are you using OCR in your process?
We use Microsoft the Azure Computer Vision OCR API, right? So we use that in a lot of different use cases. I think we found the biggest reason we use Microsoft OCR is just how good the result is that we see on various use cases. We see that works very well on documents that have heavy background noises, such as passports or driver licenses. We see it also perform very well on documents that are tilted because sometimes our client, the documents come in are taken from a phone camera. So you see the image might come a little tilted or have been taken from the angle. Overall, we found, so the built-in rotation provided by Microsoft OCR is very good. Overall, we found Microsoft OCR is able to give good results consistently and is, I think, robust against different image quality, rotation, and background noise.
Wow, that's interesting. So, as a startup, I'm curious, how was the decision process in deciding whether to build a solution in-house versus using Azure's Computer Vision OCR API that we currently have?
So I think again, it's really depends on the use cases and which OCR engine works the best, right? So a lot of time we decide what OCR engine to use based on, I think, the results that we see on different documents, and we mix and match different techniques basically to use the one that's the best.
So I was asking, one thing I noticed about the Azure Computer Vision OCR, it offers the option of in cloud and on-premise. Are you guys using both, or are you just using the cloud solution?
So So basically, many of our customers are large financial institutions, many of them have not yet moved to the cloud. So we have basically used both. Like some customers were already on Azure. We are using Azure API, but for a good number of customers, we are also deploying the offline container, which has been very, very, very helpful. Also, like when our customers are on a cloud that is not Microsoft, for example, if someone is on AWS and we find that like Microsoft OCR is the best for that particular use case, we deploy that OCR container even on other cloud providers because we want to give best result to our customers.
Okay. And how does the setup look like? Do you just go to a local machine, install Docker, then deploy the custom vision image and just run the image? Or is it a little more complex to set it up?
So Instabase was already designed to run these third-party Docker containerized applications. So in fact, like when we talked about Instabase, when I basically explained Instabase in the beginning, I talked about it's a distributed platform which allows you to build applications where applications are served using Docker containers. That's the packaging mechanism. So that fits really, really well with our architecture because Microsoft already has a sort of container version of those things, and we have the ability to convert those containers into a local service within Instabase. And the advantage that you get it can scale to like tens of thousands of nodes. It did not run on a local machine. It runs in a distributed cluster. So we can create like hundreds or thousands of replicas of the Docker container that we receive from Microsoft. And that way we can process like millions of pages per day. And we can handle the kind of scale that we have to handle.
Okay. And do you guys see any latency because you're using a cloud service that is doing running the model versus using the data that is on prem? Do you guys see any latency issues, or that's not even a factor using the Azure Computer Vision OCR?
So in general, not that big an issue because our customers already have deployed large clusters. So if you're running on-prem, I mean, we can scale so that we can handle the load. In general, it's like a maximum difference is a few hundred milliseconds. It really does not matter in the end-to-end workflow that much. So nothing, not visible whether we're using the Azure Cloud versus offline container. In general, we have been able to get the performance that we need in both cases.
Okay. And you mentioned that some of your customers are from the financial services industry. When you're using the API, like what are some of the features that you guys are using? Because for me, when I think of OCR, I think of, okay, maybe I fill out a form and sign somewhere, whether it's printed or written, and just submit it for the form to recognize. One example using a checkbook. What different features are you guys using?
So a couple of things, I think, especially for Microsoft OCR, right? So we use, we use it a lot on images that have high background noise. So in the financial institution, where it's a lot of ID verification documents, like passports, driver licenses. We also use it on checks. We found very good results there. We also have a lot of currency symbols, sometimes in documents that we need to read those, and from Microsoft OCR, does it really well. So for example, we use it to process bank statements or invoices that have those. And I think one thing lastly is, like you just mentioned, is handwriting recognition. So we use that to process handwritten forms. So we found that if the handwriting is clear, Microsoft OCR can return good results, and we're able to automate those documents. For poor handwriting text, we always kick it to a human to review.
Okay. One of the outliers, I always wonder when for people that process OCR type of stuff, what if you're dealing with something that maybe has a receipt and a barcode Is that also able to handle situations like that?
So regardless of anything, you still have to sort of like read the text. So you have to do the OCR, and we already have built models which understand the QR code, barcode, and some of those kind of things. So mm-hmm. in conjunction of what Microsoft OCR provides, I think Microsoft OCR already give us all the text, all the symbols, check boxes, radio boxes, and those kind of things. And then we have our own model that is designed to like handle barcodes, QR codes, and those kind of things. So it's basically both combined can solve the end-to-end use case.
Okay, so it's very robust in terms of the usage.
Yep.
Okay. Okay, I think this gives us a pretty good idea of how you guys are using the service. Let's see if we have any audience questions. So we have a question from one of the audience, and they're asking if Instabase supports processing images in real time. And if so, what is the SLA?
Yep. So we do process images in real time. In general, typically less than 5 seconds. It depends on number of pages that you pass. So the one of the things that we do is if you are passing a PDF or an image which are less than 5 pages, because in PDF you can have multiple pages, or TIFF you can have multiple pages, typically we will try to return in less than 5 seconds. But again, it's the function of how large the document is. So anything less than 5 pages, we can do in memory and we can return in less than 5 seconds. But in general, depending upon the size of the document.
Okay. Wow. That's pretty good. Because for some reason, I thought you guys just deal with one sheet of paper. So it's good to know that it's able to handle multiple pages of documents as well.
Yep.
Let me see if we have any other questions, which it looks like that's pretty much it. The rest are the audience just going crazy with their comments, which is pretty awesome. So do you have any parting words to share with the audience in terms of the future for Instabase?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, thank you so much for this opportunity. I think one of the things that at Instabase we are very, very focused on is we are building a platform, and we believe that our customers would benefit when we can get innovation from everyone, not just from things we build, but the things that are built by somebody else. And as you have already seen, we've been able to bring Microsoft OCR, Microsoft Language Translation, Microsoft Handwriting, and more things like Form Recognizer, which we are already deploying to many of our customers. But at the same time, we are also looking at other startups and other companies who have built like really, really good models. And those can also be distributed through Instabase, like the way we distribute some of the Microsoft products. And we have, you know, a big set of large customers, which gives the startups a really good distribution environment. So, you know, we are very, very excited about what we have been able to do with Microsoft in terms of all of the products that we have been able to utilize and give to our customers. It does two things, right? It gives our customers the best choices among all the tools that they can access. And second one, it increases the scope of the complexity of the problems we can solve. So this has been like such a great outcome for us. And we are looking forward to deploying more and more product from Microsoft. Like one that we have already been experimenting last week is Microsoft Form Recognizer. So we would also be open to deploying things built by like other startups and other companies. So if there are people who are developers in the audience, you know, would love to see if you want to build some cool apps, and we can help those apps get in the hands of like Bank of America and Goldman Sachs and, you know, MetLife and other big players. So so we are very excited, and I think the result with Microsoft has proven that we can do that at scale.
Yeah, that's a very good point, because the form recognizer goes hand in hand, and I feel like it takes the OCR to the next level when it comes to document processing. So it's kind of exciting to hear that you guys are exploring that route as well. Go ahead.
And in addition to form recognizer, like language that often comes, right? Like, for example, many of our customers are globally distributed, so they have to process like things in so many different languages, like hundreds of different languages, and being able to really translate in real time, being able to really answer questions when the text is in Chinese and you want to ask English question. So we are not just looking at from the OCR computer vision perspective, but a number of other AI technologies that sort of like become an integral part of this end-to-end document journey. Because one thing that we are very, very good at is letting developers build end-to-end applications on Instabase. And we provide a number of different tools, but as this ecosystem keeps growing, as we get more and more services and great AI toolkits, not just built by us, but also built by partners, this just gives customer ability to do things that they could never do before. So. I personally am very, very excited about that.
So this is a customizable SaaS offering that developers can just utilize and take it to the next level and customize it for their business situation. That's pretty cool. I like that. Wow, you guys are really forward thinking. It looks like we're almost at time. Thank you so much for joining us for this episode of Tech Exception. If the audience wants to find you, where can they find you?
Just send an email to anant@instabase.com.
Awesome.
We also have a Twitter account. Yeah, you can send an email at carrie@instabase.com too, but we also have our Instabase Twitter handle if you want to follow us there.
Awesome. And if the audience has any questions, feel free to follow Tech Exceptions on Twitter to continue this conversation. If you have other questions that you want Carrie or Anand to answer, be sure to join us there as well. And one last announcement is tomorrow is the beginning. We're kicking off Ignite. So if you haven't registered for Ignite, this year Ignite is from March 2nd to the 4th. So be sure to sign up. We have super amazing speakers lined up and lots of exciting things coming up. And thank you for joining the show.
Thank you so much. And I'm hoping that there will be at least 10 new apps built by the audience over next week.
Oh, and one last thing, we're hiring too. So looking for the best talents to work with this.
Yeah. If somebody who is very excited about, you know, AI, building applications, operating system, any areas, just reach out to us. We are trying to hire across the globe.
Awesome. You guys are just rock stars over there. All right. Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Bye.
Yeah, bye. Bye.